In some business sectors, there may be very few competitors. How can you ensure fairness in such cases?
It's actually a matter of not so much looking at the number of competitors or providers in a particular market, so much as looking at the dynamics of that market. It's equally possible for what you could describe as a concentrated market, one with, say, just three or four major suppliers or providers, to be very competitive, but equally so, you can have a market with the same level of concentration, the same number of players, which is relatively static. There's very little competition going on between the players. Customers aren't switching, and the companies concerned aren't reacting with each other in the way that you'd like to in a competitive market. For example, one of our recent inquiries was into the groceries market in the UK. That is quite a highly concentrated market in the sense that there are sort of four or five major grocery companies in this country, and they control something in the region of 80% of the market. However, after in-depth investigation, it was clear that this is a market where these companies are competing actively with each other. Customers have a choice and they're exercising that choice, and as a result the companies concerned are competing with each other, which brings the benefits in terms of lower prices, innovation and greater choice for consumers.